This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 436, recorded September 23rd, 2015. I, Brian Kilby, am your host. With me this week, we have Headmaster Don, Diecast, Melvar, Chris, Rob, and John DeLuna. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Excellent. Well, okay. Don just put a really bad image in all of our heads.
Yeah. I want the double Don now, though. Which is, we decided, which was a chicken salad sandwich made with Miracle Whip between two slices of Velveeta. The double Don. Okay. Yeah. Hey, so, I wanted to start off the show this way, with something, but we'll wait till this week in history. So we'll see how that goes. Hey, guys, I want to go ahead and jump right into it because I am going to try to have all this edited and done by the time I go to bed tonight. So vacation is coming up. I will not be here next week. And
It will be chaos.
It will be chaos. Hey, so Diecast, your Corvette, you said that you would share the name this week.
Yes. Thank you for everyone who tweeted at me. It really got me thinking. John and I kind of talked about it a little bit on the mini-cast that we recorded this week. I didn't want to call it a Decepticon. I feel kind of like obligated to have an Autobot name.
Because you abandoned Bumblebee for this car.
Yeah, and I just don't want to drive around looking like, you know, I'm an evil person, so.
You're driving a Corvette. So yeah. You're either an evil person or an old person. So
yeah, I think if you're worried about that, Diecast, the goatee is the first thing that needs to go.
Yeah.
Yep. But I came up with a new Autobot name, and it homages one of my favorite G1 episodes, Fire in the Sky, Snowfare.
Oh, God.
And then to do the Hasbro thing, I will just, you
know. Don loves it.
Autobot in front of it, so he's Autobot Snowfare, because that's what people say, you know, when they get beat by him, and he's white, so I think it works.
Well, Diecast, you have to get a personalized plate with that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snowfare.
I like it.
Of course you do.
I kind of like my suggestion, though, Frostfire.
I like Chris's suggestion, Overcompensator.
I don't have anything to overcompensate for, though. I already have a
thinking of kicking this off by asking Diecast how his new prosthetic was doing.
It's nice. That's usually like a gigantic truck, though, to be completely honest. That's like somebody driving an F-350.
Yeah, this is less overcompensating than it is a midlife crisis.
Yeah, it's a midlife crisis. Yeah,
but I had a 98 Vet when I was a lot younger.
When I was 45.
Right, you were trying to recapture that, which still is the definition of a midlife crisis.
No. If I had bought that, it would be a midlife crisis.
No, we're all right there, Don. We're all middle-aged at this point.
We're all 10 years right behind you, Don.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. Like, I want, like, a new Mustang or something. But then I thought, that's a midlife crisis. I'm not going to buy it.
So if y'all are 10 years right behind me, I'm basically Waspinator charging the maximal base, and there's nobody behind me. Like, where'd everybody go?
I did get a couple cool things this week, and this is one of the most important ones. I got the Generation Toy Scrapper.
Oh, he was so nice.
And he is really nice. He's not perfect, but you'll have to see the review for me to go over the whole thing, which will hopefully be up tonight or tomorrow. And he's definitely a decent figure. But a lot of fun. I do an alternate transformation in the video, just in case you don't like where the scoop is on the back.
Is it like flight mode?
No, it's
like bird mode.
No. It's just it sits a little bit high in the instructions that they give you if you follow those, and I do an alternate transformation to kind of make it sit a little bit lower. So
now that's cool and all, but I think the other stuff you got's a little bit more important in the long run.
Oh well, next I will leave the cool stuff for the end. This is cool too. I got a shirt today and it says Freedom 2016 with Optimus Prime in the shadow. It kind of references the election that's going on, and I found that on a Facebook Transformers group page, and the guy's name was Michael Kincaid who did the shirts, and I just got it today and it's really nice. I really appreciate it. He did a great job, contacted me, sent it to my house.
That's
everything.
Awesome. Chris, yeah. John, do you remember when we covered the 2000 elections? Yeah, we covered the 2000 elections, Optimus Prime versus Galvatron. JD did the Optimus Prime campaign ad. I did the Galvatron ad. I liked the Galvatron ad better.
I'm sure you still have it archived. I think I have copies of that still.
Yeah, I've got them both.
And then the next thing I got was the New York Comic Con press pass. And today we also received the Hasbro invite for the pre-New York Comic Con Hasbro event.
So I guess on the 7th we will be doing the show that day and then waiting patiently for you to send us all the news.
Yep.
What time is the Hasbro event?
It is 6:30 to 9, I think. Okay. 6:30 or 7:30 to 9.
That works perfectly, so you can contact us right after it's over.
Yep.
Fantastic. I love that.
That's on a Wednesday?
Yeah, the 7th. Yes.
We could just put the show off until Thursday again that week.
Or we could do the show Wednesday.
Yeah, do it Wednesday. I'll be at New York Comic Con Thursday, so.
Yeah, we can get all the news like right after it happens. We'll see. It'll work. We'll make it work.
We've got like 2 weeks to decide.
Yeah, I know. Pretty cool. Anything else?
Oh, no. I think that's it.
You got me beat. I got nothing.
It was a great week.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris?
So, I finally shipped my pile of loot that's been sitting around for a few weeks because the other September thing I was waiting for I don't think is coming out. I got the Perfect Effect PC-04. It's the body filler for Menasor.
It's like a crotch mold.
Well, most of it is on the back.
Okay.
Like for structural support, I guess. I'm going to just go ahead and say that calling this perfect combiner is probably a little bit of a stretch. This is really designed to work with the feet and hands that they also make, because when you have this on, basically it has to have the legs spread out like that. It's basically forced into that position. And that doesn't work too well with the Hasbro feet.
No.
I've kind of been able to get around that a little bit by turning the thighs in and then using the ratchets and knees so that it can at least stand a little more stable.
Oh, that's not too bad.
But you lose the hip articulation effectively. I mean, you can kind of treat it like it's a V crotch action figure. if we want to pretend that it's, 1995 again, or I guess this year. I like it for that it stabilizes the alternate configuration. I just think it needed a little bit more refinement. And I kind of question, Battlecore Optimus, they fixed the ratchets in the hips. So they don't stop at the same point. And I think the Motor Master that's reshipping has that fix applied too. And I'm not sure that would actually work with this anymore because the angle has been changed.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, because Motor Master was not that easy to get in the first run, so I kind of think most people will have the second run.
Yeah.
So, good luck with that.
Yay.
I also got Runabout in Overrides here somewhere.
I haven't opened mine either.
Yeah, I have not had – this all came in today. I have not had a chance.
Got mine last week.
I wanted to get the Perfect Effect thing on and – mess with that some first. You might notice too, I did not put the alternate head on either because I don't really care for it. So that's also a little bit against it. It comes with the body piece, the head, and an extra spacer for the sword. And I don't like the head or the sword spacer because they both fit badly.
How much was that?
about $30.
Was it worth it?
No.
I'm so glad I canceled that pre-order.
I will probably be doing a review of this that will go on T-Formers at some point in the near future. You know,
perhaps
for more complete thoughts.
Effect. Perhaps Perfect Effect should consider a name change, is what you're saying?
Adequate effect. Perfect Effects.
Yeah, I want to get the Non-F Productions combiner feet that have the ankle tilts but don't turn into weapons, because they're like $10 for a pair.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
No,
relatively
speaking. I don't think like getting the hand and feet upgrades for the Stunicons is the worst idea, since some of them have guns, and that kind of provides for that.
Mm-hmm.
And together with this, it would work a little bit better. It would be able to stand more stable. You can mess with the heel spurs on the stock feet and get it to stand stable even in the wide A stance. It just doesn't look that great.
Yeah.
Like, this, it's an interesting solution. I don't think it's the definitive solution to this mold's combiner mode issues. And that's about it for me.
Yeah, cool. I have nothing.
I got nothing.
Don managed to get me a Masterpiece Starscream.
Nice!
Yeah, and actually I got two, one for Brian and one for my friend Icon45. And
that sounds
picked
like
up
a TV channel.
But none for Melvar. No Starscream.
Well, I didn't know Melvar was looking for one. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. And then for myself, I picked up the Autobot Wave 4 Combiner Limbs and Rodimus. I'm still debating whether I'm going to keep those or not.
You should at least keep Rodimus.
Keep Rodimus. I may. It's just, you know, with I have Carrie and Goldie Mark sitting in my pile of loot, and I've got a slight vacation coming up next week, so
I don't think
I'm
that $10 is
going to
kill you, Don.
Yeah.
No,
I meant mainly the four limbs.
Well,
I'm still debating on keeping them or not.
The four limbs, I would suggest keeping them if you want to build a super robot. If you're not that concerned with it, if you're just looking for, you know, new Ironhide, Prowl, Sunstreaker,
maybe keep Prowl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even really bother with that. Just...
And for my best friend Fred, I picked up a Marissa Fairborn and Afterbreaker from the Collectors Club, and I really like the bio for them. It's the bio really helps flesh out the characters and everything, especially Marissa. And she looks pretty good in person. So
she is, you know, Flint Lady J's daughter, so she's got good genes.
Yeah, that's true. So I mean, so I picked that up for him, I'm more tempted now than I was, but I think I'm just waiting for the only human figures to come out.
Yeah, I'm skipping those. Yep.
I like the idea behind those. I don't really need to have them.
I wanted them. I decided against it.
Well, I kind of wish that the Bat Troop Builder was just like three bats by themselves, and Old Snake was in with the only human set. That way, you could troop build the bats if you just wanted the bats, and if you wanted the human figures, you can get.
Don,
the
if you want to get a second set of the bats and Old Snake, I'll give you $5 for the Old Snake.
No,
I'll give you $5 for the extra bat.
No, I want the old snake. I want the bats.
So I would prefer that the bats were actually the 3¾-inch G.I. Joe 25th anniversary bats, because I could use more of those.
And Old Snake was the Soundwave mold.
Yeah,
but I will admit that that Prime Soundwave mold turned out to be a good bat figure in those colors. It worked out a lot better than I originally thought when I heard the concept.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah. Hey, let's go ahead and jump to anybody get else anything before I jump ahead. Okay, since we're out of sync here, I'm going to try to do this because now it's in the public domain. So this is the 10th anniversary of the first Fun Pub BotCon. So happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear BotCon! Happy birthday to you! 10th anniversary.
I think you did that right.
That doesn't matter. It's the lyrics, not the tune. The tune was already in public domain.
I thought it's not. That exactly. That's why restaurants don't sing it that way.
Watch the news diecast.
Yeah.
Literally, like in the last 2 days.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Who watches news?
Google I news? Don't. I get most of my news from Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter.
I go to T-Formers for my news.
Yeah. There you go.
Podcast. Yeah. I mean, that's great and all, and everybody should go to T-Formers to catch up on their Transformers news. Not so good for everything else.
Yeah. I have fond memories of BotCon 2005. It was a great BotCon for me.
Well, speaking of Twitter, Chris, apparently James Earl Jones has just now joined Twitter.
Great. So BotCon 2005.
He beat me.
So who, John, 2005 is a pretty good year for you. It was like 5 minutes from home, right?
Yeah. It was, well, it was like 20 minutes maybe, but.
So just like 2012.
Yeah, how many people can say that?
I really enjoy. I don't remember how much I actually enjoyed about the convention, but 2005 was a lot of fun for me as far as like extracurricular activities go.
Whoa. That's what it all was for us.
Yeah,
because the convention itself was really, really small. Like the show they put on was really small that year.
Well, but in their defense, they had like 8 months to pull something together. And
I mean, they had the reasons, but it is what it is.
I mean, it's not like you're eating cake off of a china plate.
We didn't have china plates. We had napkins to eat the cake off of,
and water,
and water. Yes, and water.
But no forks, if I remember right.
Exactly. We had to eat the cake with our hands.
But, well, that's what the napkin's for, Don.
Exactly. It was a triple changer from napkin to placemat and back.
But there was a toy set for the first BotCon, the first Fun Pub BotCon. That's something.
Which is a very, for the length of time they had to pull something together, and that tow line mold worked out to be a very good Ironhide and Ratchet pair.
Reasonably, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
It's a good set.
Okay, so like whatever you want to say about Energon toys in general, Towline is a better mold than Universe Ironhide and Ratchet.
Oh yeah, yes. And it's an interesting mold. That's the thing I like about it, as far as like what it turns into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I would love to see a third party sort of use that Towline design, give us an A-Team van, a Mystery Machine van, Turtle van. You could do a lot of really interesting designs with that Towline mold tweaked with today's aesthetics.
I think that tow line may make a better Masterpiece Hot Rod. Or not Hot Rod, Ironhide.
Yeah.
It would make a better Masterpiece Rodimus Prime than the Masterpiece Rodimus Prime that currently exists.
Yeah, it's pretty much true. But yeah, also, so that was 10 years ago. And also 10 years ago this week, the Headmasters is released on DVD in the UK by Metrodome, and our very own Chris McFeely did commentary on that set. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, and of course, unlike the set that was released in the US, it did include the dub. Makes me sad. Okay, so this news just popped up today, didn't it?
Like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, so Combiner Wars Brawl production sample shows off the colored mold. So it looks pretty nice.
Hopefully that means pre-orders will be going up soon.
Oh, probably not.
I love that color green.
Between the quality of the photography and, well, basically just the quality of the photography, it pretty much looks just like the painted sample that was at BotCon, so there's not too much nudity gained out of this.
But definitely want it, and new molds always welcome.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially since most of next year looks like it's not.
Yeah. But, you know, that's not bad. So this is an interesting one. So I'm just, again, sort of rushing through because I got stuff to do. this is photos of MP25 tracks. So it looks like somebody probably stole it from the factory and then took it to their car and started posting photos. Which is funny. Let's see here. It basically looks exactly like you would expect. The colors aren't again, it's a camera phone, but the colors on the chest emblem aren't exactly. They're kind of, I don't know, just something about it. The fact it's very real.
I mean, if that makes sense, like the color, like in my mind, thinking about like from the photos that we've had before of this, it's like the idealized version to me of what track should look like. But seeing it in somebody's hand sort of brings it down to earth, and it doesn't look as magical and awesome as it did.
It still looks pretty magical and awesome to me.
I want it, but yeah, I'm less in love with it.
It looks pretty good. I wish we had robot mode photos.
Yeah.
And if this is just going through the factory now, that kind of explains why the release was pushed back.
Yeah.
Because most likely there was problems scheduling the factory.
And I have to sort of shake my head. I love the toy they pick for the size comparisons. Deluxe class Leadfoot that we never got in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then that's what they used for the size comparisons.
Right, but this picture was taken by someone in Asia.
I know.
And
I
that
know.
Toy was available in Asia, right. You know.
Yeah. Just of all the toys, it's just that one.
Remember, Don, it's not all about us anymore.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, and this
I think it was all about Don. They were rubbing it in that they had two figures.
No, why? Well, hey, I could have bought one off Manager Arcade for $225 if I wanted to. I just decided to pass on it for right now.
That is kind of high.
Yeah.
We're talking about Leadfoot. Is that what you guys?
Yeah.
Are? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the deluxe. Deluxe version, not the Human Alliance version.
That's the deluxe version, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one for sale on a Japanese website for $225.
We have a new alternate head sculpt for Onslaught, and it is Demolisher from Armada, which I guess I kind of see it, sort of. For not the head sculpt, but the alt mode, sort of, kind of, because he has those cannons.
It doesn't make any sense to me, but, I mean, it's an excellent figure, so.
It's a nice head sculpt, and I won't turn down more chances to have it. Demolisher doesn't really suit that design.
Yeah.
If you're blind in one eye, and the other eye is crusted over, and you kind of have it three quarters open, you can kind of understand it. But
well, no, okay,
really
so like,
no.
The head sculpt is very distinctly Demolisher.
Yes.
It's just a matter of
the alt
it doesn't
mode.
Really suit that body.
The body or the alt mode doesn't really make sense.
It's Demolisher. Who cares? It's Armada. Who cares?
Like,
honestly,
I was
going to
say, I'm so confused.
I think putting a Demolisher head on Brawl would actually work better
yes.
overall.
Yeah.
That would have made sense.
Yeah, it's a tank, and the body shape is similar. Similar.
But then they couldn't get that fourth use out of the hotspot mold.
Yeah.
They could have. They just would have had to come up with something else.
Yeah.
I mean, don't even put an extra head on it. Just sell this Mega Octane 6 months later.
Yeah.
Yet another torso with no limbs to support it.
Yeah. Okay. It's almost like they're all sitting in a circle just saying, hey, name a head that we can use on this figure. Demolisher. Okay, let's go ahead. Yeah, that's fine.
I kind of like the thought that they just have a shelf of these little, like, resin hard copy head sculpts.
They just
and
see what
every,
fits.
every new mold, they just put a blindfold on somebody and spin them around in a circle.
Pick a head!
Yeah. Okay, so moving along.
Pin the head on the body.
This past weekend, we got a silhouette. But unlike most silhouettes, this one's a little more obvious as to what it is. It is a potential masterpiece hot rod.
It's the reissue hot rod.
Good, because we need a good one.
Well, so we got Masterpiece Hot Rodimus, which had a secret hot rod mold, except for the U.S. version was actually sold as hot rod.
The whole thing is MP09 was Masterpiece Hot Rod with Rodimus Prime options.
Yes, but it... So, to me... Rodimus should be roughly in scale with Optimus. Hot Rod should be in scale with the Autobot cars.
Yes.
So now we have both.
We have the one because all the Rodimuses have disintegrated by now.
That is true.
Mine's still okay.
Mine is still intact.
Mine isn't. Mine broke within hours.
But you're Kilby.
No one is surprised.
This
yeah.
is true.
Although our friend Alan
had the worst story.
I think his had the shoulder fall off while it was in a display case.
Like when it was in a DTOF. It was. Yeah. It was just. He just.
It was. Yeah.
That was Cosmic Rust. That wasn't.
No, that's Masterpiece Megatron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was next to Masterpiece Megatron. It is contagious.
It is contagious. Okay, so this news popped up, and it really interested me. I'd love to show it, but I keep having system crashes when I try to show stuff, so apologies. Unite Warriors Convoy Grand...
Oh, you know what you do? You know what you do? Bring it up on your screen, turn your webcam around, and just, you know, video the screen that way.
That would be awesome. UW05 Convoy Grand Prime Autobot Combiner revealed. So basically, this is the whole Takara, you know, Rock Swords, Hasbro, Hasbro Suck Swords sort of thing. Basically, you know, general consensus amongst a lot of fans is that Takara is superior because they usually do better paint apps. There's an economic reason to that, but these do look a lot better than the American releases.
They look a lot
they
better.
They look substantially better.
Ryan, you might as well just order this. And
I mean, with Ironhide, there's only so much you can polish on that turd.
Yeah.
But, like, Sunstreaker looks significantly better.
So much better.
Mirage's darker colors are an improvement.
Tracks Prowl is much actually, better.
Prowl actually has the color layouts like they're supposed to be for Prowl.
They look substantially better.
Yeah. I don't want to pay for that, but they do look nicer in general.
Yeah.
And Mirage, I mean, I'm sorry. I said Tracks by me, Mirage.
That's okay.
And I do like how that Optimus Prime looks with red on the midsection. I never liked
the that is the one paint app that I think really stands out as an improvement.
Yeah. And the blue feet. The blue feet look so much better.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so Takara seems to be continuing to gate off pieces of random mold so they can get around the unpaintable plastic problems a little bit more effectively. Because, like, the midsection and the feet, and on the cab, too, you can see the sides are not gray anymore. You know, all that stuff has been changed to different plastic sprues to get the color right because that's all unpaintable. Or they change the materials and the toy will disintegrate.
Yeah.
So basically, when I look at this, I think of Energon Prime.
Uh huh.
So they were trying to homage that, right? Because
they have
just...
decoed the combiner, they decoed the torso mode to resemble the details of Energon Optimus.
That's okay. Interesting.
His name in Japanese was Grand Convoy, so that's why.
Oh,
Convoy
that's right. I forgot about that. Okay, so
that's why this
just...
is that's why this is Convoy Grand Prime because Optimus Prime is Optimus Prime in Japan now. But
yeah, that's so weird to me.
It is.
Blame the movies.
And we're already homaging like an Energon character.
Can we not say homaging or anything anymore? The word's like homage. Homaging isn't a word.
I verbed it, didn't I?
Yeah. Like, that's just...
Homage isn't a word?
Homage. I mean, there might be a verb for homaging, but it just sounds so weird. I'm certain I'm wrong, but it sounds weird. I don't like it. So.
Well, Brian, it's like me, because I don't use Google as a verb. Like, I'm going to Google something, I'm going to say I'm going to look it up on Google, because I hate using Google as a verb.
I do too, but for completely different reasons.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
I just don't want to brand associate internet searches.
So I just did a quick Google search for homaging, and the only reference I can find for it is from Wiktionary, so it's probably not a word.
Good point.
Yeah. So I'm probably right. Okay, so...
instead of homaging, I think it's paying homage.
Paying homage. That's very
so,
good
hey,
point.
Good news.
Good news. Michael Bay is currently not committed to Transformers 5, like Transformers 3 and 4.
And 4.
So.
Yeah, we're into this part of the dance again. You know, we've gotten the rumors that say he's connected. He says he's not committed. You know, that he's waiting for them to put another zero on the check. Then he will be committed.
Yeah.
He hasn't officially joined, is what it says.
Basically,
he has not officially joined. So that, to me, is not a denial that he is going to join.
Yeah, basically,
it's not him saying that he is not interested in the project. It's just they have not signed the contract yet.
Yeah,
because the dump truck of money is not backed up to his front door yet.
Mm-hmm. Do we think that the movie really needs him?
No,
I would love to
make
see some...
to be a blockbuster.
No.
No!
I don't either.
Let's try someone different. Del Toro.
Please.
Or...
But it's kind of like taking BotCon out of California. It's not as...
It's been 8 years. Let's get somebody new.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay.
You know, Brad Bird. He does great with robots.
Which movie did he do again?
Iron Giant and Incredibles.
That doesn't give me any faith. So, sorry.
Well, you know... On that note, he could do the rumored prequel.
Yes.
That's going to be all animation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would actually work.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I don't think putting someone with that lineage into a partially live action would work quite how you're thinking.
What about the guy that did Fantastic Four? Trank? No.
You know, I watched that movie the other day, and it wasn't as bad as you guys made it out to be.
It's worse.
Bird does direct live-action movies, though. He directed, I think, the most recent Mission Impossible.
Oh, did he? That was great. So, Don, you are correct. That would be good.
But, yeah, just for the record, this statement from Michael Bay is in reference to a rumor that was going around earlier this week that the Transformers writer's room is closed. They came up with two scripts, one for the animated prequel thing and one for Transformers 5, which was written by Akiva Goldsman of a great many things, but also Batman and Robin and Batman Forever.
The thing is, if they take Transformers 5 and turn it into the fully embraced self-parody that those Batman movies were,
yeah,
that would be fine.
Actually,
that would be
absolutely
fine. And I think I made that point on Twitter right after that story came out, too.
That's Batman and Robin, it's the best Batman movie, potentially, because it knows it's crap.
That is so bad to this day, I have not been able to watch it a second time.
They would have to dump Mark Wahlberg and put George Clooney in the human lead role for this to work out, though. That would be required.
But he's playing the same character, though.
Yes.
So
he's playing George Clooney.
That's awesome. So Don in the Skype chat is talking about the Machinima news, and I saw something, but it didn't really jump out at me.
Well, let's let Rob talk about that.
Okay. They have. There was an announcement recently on basically an announcement for the panel at New York Comic Con, and some of the writers attached to the Combiner Wars series were basically leaked this way. Eric Calderon, I think, is the head writer. He was producer and writer on Afro Samurai Resurrection, but more interestingly, one of the writers is George Kurstick, the creator of Megas XLR.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
I've heard of it.
You have got to watch
Megas. Go watch Megas XLR. You will love it.
Random aside, does anybody here watch Archer?
Yes.
Yes.
So the guy that does Archer is apparently starting a new TV series. He's from North Carolina, and he's apparently working on a pilot for a cartoon series that takes place in an apocalyptic version of my hometown.
Nice.
Okay.
That's weird.
How would you tell the difference?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Considering it's a hometown of has 3,000 people, it's just kind of weird that.
Oh, cool! Your town's smaller than mine.
Yeah. Oh, it's much smaller than yours.
Well, is it like a zombie apocalypse or just a general apocalypse?
General post-apocalypse. Don't want to go too far into it. Just I thought that was really weird. Okay. So with that news out of the way, guess what?
I feel enthusiastic a bit about this animated thing because of the writers attached to it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
there's lots of third-party news.
Yeah.
Well, before that, though, Diecast...
Hey, guess what? Guess what's coming out next week? A new Fire tablet for $49, and you can get it through tfradio.net/Amazon. I pre-ordered one. It's pretty cool. It's got a front-facing and rear-facing camera. It's a fully functional Android tablet, or, pardon me, Fire OS tablet. And I'm actually this. In all seriousness, I'm actually kind of looking forward to getting it. It's certainly not going to be as full featured as my really nice professional Android tablet, but for like reading books or reading comics in bed, it's going to be pretty sweet. And for $50, and you can't go wrong. That's like the best Amazon, best, most professional Amazon hoarding I've done in a while. But if you want to buy anything else, just go to tfradio.net, click on our Amazon logo. It helps us out, doesn't cost you an extra penny, but Amazon takes a little bit off the top and sends it to us. And, you know, Christmas is coming up, so get shopping early.
Yep.
Okay.
Super convenient.
I really am looking forward to that Fire tablet. Third-party news. This came up today. X-Transbot, Boost, and Hatch, not Windcharger and Tailgate, revealed. So it's X-Transbot, so it's going to be crap?
Yeah.
They look nice. Like normal.
I held...
X-Transbot is the KFC alternate label, right?
All their stuff looks great.
Yes. I held the Beachcomber test shot, and it is far superior, like 100% better than Ollie.
But did you
hope so.
Did you transform it?
I did not transform
it. Then you don't know yet.
But the person I was talking to did transform it, and he said it's not 100%, and it is a test shot, but it's 100% better than Ollie.
Was this person trying to sell them?
No.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
No. And I would, it's, I really think like I would never pre-order another figure from KFC or X-Transbots, and I'm actually thinking about pre-ordering.
They look nice.
Beachcomber, because he is going to be, I think he's going to be really nice if they fix the couple tolerance issues on the test shot.
I mean, that's great if they've turned the corner on their QC problems. Because, yeah. I mean, you know, if they're committed to what they're doing, eventually that has to happen.
I want this Windcharger and I want this Tailgate. If they are good figures, I will get them. I'm just not going to be the first person on the block to get it.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Especially with their, previous... Now we're doing a second run where we fixed all the issues or most of the issues. You almost... have to be dumb to buy the first run, or you might really want the figure.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to be the first person.
Okay,
off the
boat. That's the thing. Like, if it's a consistent thing where, you know, here's our release of the figure, then a month later, okay, we're doing a second run to fix everything.
Yeah. Like
that's a problem. That's a problem. No, if that becomes a pattern, if it's a once or twice thing while they're actually getting their production line sorted out, and after that, everything is as good as second run quality the first time, you know.
Oh, so like KFC then?
It's been a pattern already because it happened with Stax. It happened with.
Which is KFC.
Yeah.
Specifically.
But it happened with.
Apollyon.
It happened with Transistor.
Which is KFC.
Which is KFC. But again, it's samey. So
interesting. So does anybody care about this hook upgrade?
Let me see.
I don't. Okay, I'm skipping.
Dr. Wu's making a upgrade for hook with an extendable crane.
There you go. Okay. That is
awesome. I was going to say, because Dustin Hoffman did a pretty good job the first time around.
Yeah. There's another
Don, why you got to make me hit you?
And Dr. Wu's also doing a replacement face, so you can give some of them to Optimus. Parts for Masterpiece Bumblebee.
I like these better than the stock faces.
They do look better than the stock faces. But I can't show them because of Crashy.
Right.
Crashy.
So, let's see here. I didn't actually... I saw this come through. I decided to link it. Fans Project continues with their Ryu series, Dino King Combiners. Dinoshi and Dino-san.
Dino 3 and Dino 4.
Well, Dino 4 and Dino 3 in that order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want these.
I do too, because I really don't want to pay the going price for a Dino King G1. And other than the torso parts, they're relatively affordable looking.
Like, I mean, what, $80?
$69. Well, the torsos are $89. But so far, the limbs have been $69.
But my problem with these sort of combiners and sets of figures like this that come out one after the other, that don't come out all at the same time, a lot of times, like, the fourth and fifth figures might be crap. And if you buy them as they come out, you're kind of SOL.
These are coming out pretty quick.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because this is the thing Fans Project is actually interested in doing right now.
And I appreciate that because I'm interested in the figures, so.
Yeah. And, you know, and like a lot of things, you know, as we've all said before, getting a G1 version of these characters is so cost prohibitive. This is the best way to get a representation of the character in your collection.
Dino King was Monstructure, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know, maybe they will do a box set version of Monstructure, and you can just get all of those at once.
Yeah. Now, the only trouble is, though, we still haven't seen any pricing or notifications of the shells.
They're probably still trying to work that out, Don.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, I don't have to have the shells, but I would like to be able to display them because that's what they're supposed to have.
The shells
are going to probably be at least as expensive as the toys themselves. The toys, while more complicated, they can still turn around and use the Monstructor mold. Those shells, you're only going to get one use out of.
If those shells are just like rotocast, though, I mean, there's not a huge expense in that. It's not quite the same thing.
I mean,
they're, you know, one or two pieces each, so that also brings it down a lot. The one thing I heard is that those might go through the Fans Project Core web store.
Yes.
You can get one use out of them, and then potentially the black and purple repaint that they'll do. That makes any sense.
Yes, the odd repaint.
The odd repaints. Yeah. Okay, so this makes me laugh. Third-party Reflector Gang War, Make Toys versus KFC third-party not reflectors. I know which one I'm not getting.
I assume this makes you laugh for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, well, I mean, one, KFC.
Yeah.
Two, they look... I mean, obviously, they're...
Make Toys look so much better.
Yeah, the Make Toys one actually look like Reflector. And, third, I mean, I just don't trust that these figures aren't going to fall apart.
The KFC ones are too big, too.
Yeah.
They are kind of big.
Well, they're not that much bigger.
I can't judge that based on this.
The build is wrong is really the problem.
They're a full head bigger.
They are too narrow and tall.
Yeah, that's true. But they are a head taller than the Make Toys, but considering I've never held the Make Toys, they may be the right size and Make Toys may be too small.
But the visualizers visually
look great.
Look like Reflector.
They do. So that's true. Let's see here. So we had new photos of DX9's D07 Tyrant and great googly moogly.
Oh, God. I was happy with Manai King. I know he's not your favorite, but I swear I'm going to have to get this guy to go with Carrie.
Me too.
Yep. I might have to get this one. I'm trying to hold out, but it is so gorgeous.
I canceled my Carrie pre-order. I canceled my Carrie pre-order. Masterpiece Hot Rod. I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Carrie actually, the Chosen Prime was apparently receiving Carrie today. So
good. I'm glad I canceled
soon.
My pre-orders then, so I wouldn't be billed for it.
But I love the frown on this Galvatron's face. It's just so right for the
It's okay. I don't hate the face.
Yeah,
it's not my favorite thing ever, but I don't hate it by any stretch.
Yeah. What is wrong, silly bud? It's okay.
So
I think this is great.
Yeah.
The one thing I hate about it is the hands. The hands just really bother me for some reason.
Ah, well, good news, because at some point after this comes out, someone will make replacements for that.
Awesome.
Probably
Dr.
Wu.
Dr. Wu is working on that
at
right
the reasonable
now.
Or price
KFC,
of $40.
KFC loves to do
that. Yeah, KFC might do that, too.
Yeah, or somebody that I'll actually buy spare parts
for. Yeah, how do those KFC hands actually, turn out?
I don't know. I don't...
I mean...
I've seen them.
Why do we even cover KFC news on this show anymore?
It's funny.
It's funny because it's sad.
I don't absolutely hate the hands, but they are pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's...
They'd probably look better if they were the same shade of purple as everything else.
Yeah, that's... Oh, one thing I really like about Galvatron, at least in this one photo, his arm cannon is glittery like the original toy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I mean, that's kind of necessary.
Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't have to be glittery like the original toy, but it is in this photo.
If you're making something that's trying to be a masterpiece, I think that's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Unless Takara announces Masterpiece Galvatron in the next 3 months.
Which I'm hoping they do to save me from myself.
Yeah, I'm really kind of thinking that might be 2016's big masterpiece.
Maybe. I would hate that so much. But yeah, I saw Masterpiece Hot Rod and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm canceling Carrie. Of course, Carrie is Rodimus.
Yes.
Hot Rod. But nah, I like Hot Rod. Okay, so the Play With This 2 Kickstarter is up. It's a simplified Kickstarter compared to the last one.
How's that doing right now? Anyway, I have to look lately.
It's at about
halfway through.
It's got what, a $90,000?
Yeah, I think it's only like one-fourth.
I think it's
there.
A quarter funded, maybe.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
they hit like a milestone today. I think it was a quarter.
25%. Yeah, 22,000, almost 23.
Oh, good. That's
25 days left to go, and this time around the figures are actually a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. So I think that was a very wise move. It really looks like they have responded to a lot of the criticism that was going around from us and other people and tried to make this understandable.
For one thing, they're not even like addressing stretch goals yet.
Yeah.
Who put in the show notes, who put Terror Recolor?
That was me, Brian.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was right. I saw it. I didn't put it in the show notes because I didn't really care. But it's okay. I just wanted to laugh because you had to link to the Skype chat.
Well, I didn't know how to put it because
I told you how to do it like 2 weeks ago.
No, that was like 3 months ago, and I don't remember.
You copy and paste.
No, I tried that. It gave me said, this website wants to perform an action. Do I allow it? Yes.
Yes,
or no?
Don. That's how you get computer viruses. So you need to do it.
No, that just gives you false positive. It's fine.
False positive. Don, I kid because I love.
I'm not computer savvy. Shock of shocks.
So so Shattered Glass Rodimus is going to come out from DX9. It's a repaint of Carrie, which I have zero interest in.
It looks horrible.
It looks.
Yeah, you know what they should have done? They should have taken the black Masterpiece Rodimus deco and used that.
Yeah.
Because that's actually pretty.
With the red windows and everything.
Which I'm sure we'll get out of the new Hasbro one.
Oh, and that'll be better since it'll be cheaper.
Should it be? Yeah.
I hope so, because like, if that's actually a decent figure, I will get that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want that E-Hobby black Rodimus deco on something that I'm comfortable owning and actually handling without pieces falling off of it everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't. Cloud Black Rodimus.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, yeah. Hey. I would buy that.
Okay. I would totally buy that, yes.
Okay, on the network this week. So, I started a new podcast. I mentioned it last week. But I will give you the secret now. My first job ever was in radio. I did it for 16 years. It was small market AM radio in rural North Carolina. So each week I was subjected to the worst radio that you can possibly imagine. Terrible, terrible stuff. So I take the terrible 30-minute shows that I listen to for 16 hours a day and condense them down into 4 minutes, and I give them to you like 2 or 3 times a week. And I love doing it. I am like so jazzed about doing this. So tfradio.net/radio. The reason that that's the URL is because I link to briankilby.com/radio, which just redirects to the TF Radio site. So it's me in character. Is basically my inspirations are Don and my wife Kim and every single terrible radio show that I was ever forced to listen to in my radio gig over 16 years. I love doing this. 5 episodes into it, you should listen. BrianKilby.com/radio or tfradio.net/radio. I love doing it. Okay. Just want to get that out there. The RFC Minicast, episode 29, John and Ant from TFU.info discuss TFU.info, and it was really good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I enjoyed it. This coming week will be, because I've already posted it, just it's hidden, is the one that he and I did. In respect to the history of RFC or the origins of RFC, not the full history. I didn't go into like Tomcat X and every single person that's ever been on the show, or Rat Trap 007. Hey guys, hopefully
bring them back, please.
Yeah, should or gosh, or the fish. Hey Billy.
Oh my gosh, bring them back.
This is the fish.
We need to have a retro episode where they all come back and they're inexplicably like 45 now.
Yeah, but it's about the history. It's about the origins of RSC. That was pretty good. And Ant will be back the week after that with talking about just before New York Comic Con. So perfectly timed. Pretty cool. And on Being Awesome with Rob Springer, which has turned into a really enjoyable listen. Not that it wasn't to begin with, but he sort of found his voice, I think, over the last dozen or so episodes, and it's a really fun show. This week he talks about. I still have to read his description and decipher it because it's Rob. Rob talks about Clash of the Transformers 3-Step Optimus and Q&A about how Hasbro weighs in on the comics. He spelled Ways, W-A-Y-S. I didn't fix it. Instead of W-E-I-G-H-S. I probably should have fixed that.
He lives in Georgia. Well,
I love Rob.
Let it go.
I miss Rob so much. I wish Rob was on every week like he used to be.
Look, Rob's a great thinker. He's a great conversationalist. We can forgive his spelling now and then.
That's great.
You don't want him on this week. Imagine the edits you would have had to have done.
Oh, yeah. I need to get this show done. So, yeah, that's great. And on T-Formers this week, Rob.
Well, this week we've got XV's review of the 7th and final issue of Windblade, which, goes on sabbatical until it becomes till All or One next March. And, as he said, it's more of like an overview of the series now that it's ended. So, it's good stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. That is fantastic. So, I will not be on next week. I will be in Disney hell. So, we'll see how that goes.
Hopefully. Disney World or Disneyland?
World.
Doing it right.
Yeah. So, that's a 10-hour drive, so...
They should put a Disney park somewhere in the middle of the country and call it Disney Hell.
They should.
Actually, put it in Arizona. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, maybe you'll get lucky and you'll stumble into the Disney afternoon suburb and you just stay there the whole day.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even have, like, a water park there. It would be a dust park.
That would be great.
basically, it would look like anything from the Terminator movies, just... Desolation, as far as
you'd have like scorpion dodging and stuff like that. That'd be great.
You would take this big slide full of dust down to a pool full of bleached human skulls
and rattlesnakes.
That'd be great. I'm going with Don's Terminator thing.
Oh, true. Good point. But yeah, so somebody will be hosting Diecast or Chris or somebody. Maybe they can host together.
Yep,
that'd be great.
I'll be here.
That'd be great.
It's gonna be a mess no matter what.
I can't wait to listen. So I'll come home and I'll probably have time to edit that. It'll be a 5-minute show once I'm done. Okay, you can find me on Twitter at BKilby. Don is at HMRC for EVR. Massey is unofficially at Massey.
Yes!
Oh, attack. Massey's attacking.
Massey is attacking Don.
Attack!
Well, it took most of the episode, but that promise has been fulfilled.
Massey needs his own webcam.
Yeah.
Oh,
Massey,
my God.
Needs a GoPro.
Because all we ever see is, like, Don recoiling in terror.
I
we don't
see
actually
feet.
See the attack.
You put them ears
okay,
up.
So...
Put them so ears here's, up.
Don, it doesn't work that way. So, not only does Massey need a GoPro, Massey needs... Massey needs a little selfie stick attached to his collar.
His ears...
Uh-huh.
He's
hey,
so full
ow,
of hate.
Ow. Hey, you be a good boy. You be a good boy.
You be a good boy.
Yeah, get because negotiating has worked so well.
He's angry.
Well, Rob, that's why he keeps growing the mustache. That's his it's his ablative coating.
Yeah.
Like, Matt can just start taking the mustache off and not hurt the tissue underneath.
Yeah.
Yes.
Calm down.
Okay. Diecast on Twitter, you are.
I'm at Diecast too.
Chris.
What?
Yes. Melvar is not on Twitter. Rob.
RAC2750.
And John DeLuna.
Yeah, that John D.
I love that. I love when people use that or the in their Twitter handles. JD
sorry.
Was the JD Church.
He's in a mood tonight.
I mean,
I'm
you
sorry.
Can still follow at the JD Church.
Don't be sorry. It's excellent.
Did we ever figure out how we got that one random tweet from him about a week after he passed
I'm
away?
I'm certain his cat probably stepped on the keyboard that automatically launched the Twitch app.
Because we all got that. It was like...
I freaked out.
I know. It was like, the hell?
Do you know they have services now for that?
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, they've had those. Yeah, they've had that. Yeah, that's actually been a thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing. I heard an ad for it the other day.
So, of course, we don't mention it often much anymore, but if you're new to the show, friend and co-host and driving spirit behind the show, J.D. Church, passed away February of last year. And, about a month after he passed, a random tweet came from his account.
Okay, some background. He'd been doing Minecraft Let's Plays. And so, like, it wasn't uncommon in the months before his death that, you know, there'd be an auto-tweet generated that he's on Twitch playing Minecraft. So, yeah, like, a month after he died, we get a tweet, J.D. Church is playing Minecraft on Twitch.
He trolled us, and it was wonderful. We miss him.
Okay. That would be him saying, hi, I'm okay, I'm just playing Minecraft.
Wouldn't it be, we know he's not, but it would be just, like, the best news ever. JD's just been playing Minecraft for a year.
This whole time.
And it's been like,
well, that's JD's afterlife. He's just playing Minecraft.
That's what I mean.
Wearing no pants.
Yeah, no pants.
Wow.
Podcasting with no pants and playing Minecraft. They're worse.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Okay. We love and miss you, JD. So, okay. We'll be back. Well, they'll be back next week. I won't be. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Excellent. See you guys later. Have a good one.
Take care.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.